A new budget proposed to operate the largest city in western Massachusetts would put more cops on the streets and more cash into the city's savings account. It also reflects a rebounding Springfield housing market after the foreclosure crisis of nearly a decade ago. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno is recommending a nearly $629 million budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Sarno said his spending plan, which now goes to the city council, calls for no layoffs, maintains basic city services, fully funds all labor contracts, hires 17 firefighters, and pays for a new police academy class of 50, all while increasing total spending by less than 2%.
We feel this is a good, sound budget, and it really shows the fiscal stability, discipline, prudent decision-making that we've done.
This is the 10th budget under Sarno's administration. The mayor announced the filing of the budget at a City Hall news conference Tuesday afternoon, where he was joined by members of his finance team and several city department and agency heads. The proposed budget is balanced without tapping the city's cash reserves, and it proposes to increase the $40 million rainy day fund by $5 million.
This budget is balanced for the third year in a row without any use of reserves. Unheard of.
With the addition of 50 police officers, the number of employees budgeted for in the Springfield Police Department is 581, the most in decades. For the second year in a row, the city budget would commit $250,000 to fund an early childhood education program that is a joint venture of the Springfield Public Schools and three other organizations. While the budget does not call for any new initiatives, Sarno said it keeps services intact, such as curbside trash removal and recycling collections, and keeps popular neighborhood-based programs.
All my branch libraries stay open. My pools will be open for the summer. We continue with our waterways, sprayscapes will be open. The advancement of the Flex Squad, Quality Life Flex Squad of the police department has been loved by our neighborhoods.
The budget directs $58 million into the city's pension fund, a nearly 15% increase over this year's contribution. It's an effort to reduce the city's unfunded pension liability, which ranks as the highest in the state, and was a source of tension between the administration and the city council in last year's budget deliberations.
We have continued an aggressive pace to address that, and we have to also be fair, because that comes from the bottom line in the budget, and I'm sure that some of the councilors have questioned that takes away from services too.
For revenue, Springfield remains heavily dependent on payments from the state. 60% of the budget is made up from state sources, including unrestricted local aid, that is projected to increase by 3.9%. The budget also assumes a $7 million increase in property tax revenue. Springfield Chief Administration and Finance Officer T.J. Plant said major economic development projects, including the MGM Casino under construction and a $75 million new factory to build subway cars, has revived the housing market, allowing the city to raise the full amount under the state's 2.5% tax cap law, plus $3 million new growth.
It's very good. The fact that we can get the value out of that is fantastic. We're just able to see, the fruits of all of our labor come together, and it's working, seems to be working.
Also built into the budget is an $8 million payment due from MGM as part of its casino development agreement with the city. The city council will now have almost 7 weeks to review the proposed budget and vote before the start of the next fiscal year. City Councilor Tom Ash said it's enough time.
We'll have good conversations, I'm sure, but the fact that we've gotten this far in advance and there's money's going into the rainy day account, which is always important, I think is going to be a good start. But, I anticipate positive conversations.
Under the city charter, the city council can cut but cannot add to the spending recommended by the mayor. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.